A French envoy arrived in Beirut yesterday to meet rival Lebanese leaders in preparation for a meeting in France later this month aimed at breaking Lebanon's political deadlock. Yet the Mediterranean country's political leaders are being distracted by the ongoing violence in the country's main Palestinian refugee camp. Will Taylor has this report.
Fighting between the Lebanese army and al-Qaeda-inspired militants in North Lebanon entered its fourth week on Sunday. Over 100 people have died in what is the worst internal violence to hit the country since a 15-year-long civil war ended in 1990. This weekend, the army heavily shelled the Nahr al-Bared Palestinian refugee camp where the militant group Fatah al-Islam is based. Before the fighting began, some 40,000 Palestinian refugees lived there. The fighting has forced thousands to flee, but thousands still remain. Fighting is preventing aid groups from entering the camp to help the civilians trapped there. Matthias Burchard is a spokesperson for the UN's Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees.
There's a big problem of unexploded ordnance lying around. ICRC and PRCS, as we understand, are trying to negotiate a humanitarian corridor to allow for civilians to leave, or at least for the remaining sick elderly and children.
Deadly clashes erupted last week in the south at the largest Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon, and five bombs have targeted civilian areas in and near Beirut since the latest crisis began on May 20th. I'm Will Taylor.